The first thing I notice about a woman is her posture. The first thing I investigate about her are her hands. I want to know what she does. I want to bypass the coy game playing and find a common interest, a passion that we share. My wildest fantasy is to comb her hair. She's seated on the floor in front of me, and her hair flows down her back. I pull the brush through her hair slowly, separating each strand from the others. The static builds up, and I touch the brush to her shoulder to get rid of it. I trace out the contours of her ears. You pull away from the sensitive touch, but then you relax and let me continue. I move my hand down, placing a finger at the top of your jaw. I slide downwards, following the line, and circling up and around your chin. I stroke your cheeks with a thumb and forefinger, softly. I place both hands on the back of your neck and squeeze gently. I head back up, and I roll the lobes of your ears between my fingers. I push just behind the top of your jawbone, and you breathe in sharply at the pressure. I let the tips of my fingers drift slowly down the sides of your neck, following the jagged pattern of your hairline. I lean forward and blow down the front of your shirt. I nuzzle against the bare flesh of your neck, and my trimmed beard falls back against the grain. I gently bite the bottom of your ear and run my tongue over where your earrings used to be. Come on, lay back against me. Just rest, relax, and breathe. There's no one else around. There, that's good. That's better, isn't it? I wrap my hand around your chin and bury my face in your hair. It's so smooth, so warm and foreign. I slide my hand down the front of your shirt and cup you over your bra. I do hope this feels as good to you as it does to me.